Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, June 12. Coming up, Prime Minister calls for greater cooperation between small island states and G7 countries. Feasibility study for Caymanas Special Economic Zone almost complete. And State Minister for National Security wants greater regional collaboration in correctional services. The news in detail after the break.
Driver, you can't go around them.
Lady, I don't buy license this, you know.
Reach NHT before them close or me late with my mortgage.
Relax yourself. Use your phone, download the NHT app, pay your mortgage, and you're gone clear.
Pardon me phone?
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your mortgage, pay contributions, and much more right where you are. Download today.
NHT, the key to your home.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has called for greater partnership and cooperation between small island developing states and developed countries in order to achieve shared prosperity. In his address to the G7 summit outreach session in Canada on Saturday, Mr. Holness noted that while countries such as Jamaica have taken measures to tackle issues hindering growth, there is a need for cooperation and partnerships with developed countries to address certain challenges.
The best partnership that the more developed countries could seek to strike with small island developing states is to be more facilitating of our economic growth and trade and technology transfer, and developing a global system that is more understanding of the issues faced by small island developing states. And in the case of Jamaica, to recognize the issues that we have with high debt.
The G7 grouping, which represents the world's most advanced economies, met on June 8 and 9 in Quebec, Canada. Jamaica was among 16 countries and organizations invited to participate in talks about global challenges. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says the comprehensive feasibility study being done for the Caymanas Special Economic Zone, CSEZ, will be completed next month. The zone is an important element of the plan to establish Jamaica as a global logistics hub.
The study considers the best uses and development phasing of 1,200 acres in the Caymanas Special Economic Zone site in a manner that is financially feasible for a private development, PPP, or other arrangements.
Minister Vaz made the disclosure while making his contribution to the 2018-19 sectoral debate. Meanwhile, Minister Vaz says the Logistics Hub initiative is far advanced, with Cabinet approving a number of steps in May, including the tabling of the Jamaica Logistics Hub initiative, market analysis and master plan, and its implementation strategy in Parliament. Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Rudyard Spencer, has called on heads of correctional services in the Caribbean to work more closely to improve service delivery to inmates. Minister Spencer says CARICOM countries should share best practices to improve the overall quality of the region's correctional services. He adds that improved service delivery can have a positive impact on rehabilitating inmates.
Transformation requires leaders who understand the need for social and economic inclusion of inmates and wards. They are not necessarily bad for being bad sick, but made poor life choices and need to be given the chance to reform their thinking and the tools to make better decisions.
Minister Spencer was addressing the Association of Caribbean Heads of Corrections and Prison Services Conference 2018 on Monday. The conference runs from June 11 to 14 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel under the theme Transforming Prisons and Correctional Services for Regional Development. And the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is inviting qualified Jamaican architects to enter the Houses of Parliament design competition. The competition is geared towards engaging the public and local architects in the design process of the new Parliament building to be housed within the National Heroes Park in downtown Kingston as part of the Government Circle project. UDC Senior Project Manager Leighton White says 80 persons have pre-registered to date. The registration deadline is June 14.
We encourage them to don't wait until close to the end of the period to submit. Do it now so that you can ensure that you complete and we've accepted and you're registered by June 14.
The competition, which runs from May to February 2019, is open to registered and licensed Jamaican architects living in Jamaica or the diaspora. The competition is also open to teams, which may include persons in the diaspora or overseas, along with a local architect who is registered with the Jamaica Institute of Architects. For further information, visit rjaparliament.com. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.